thank God for Dingle, and thank God for football, and thank God for sport, because Paul Ganey's in the front of most of the newspapers. The Ganeys in total are on the front, and the Dingle team, Tom O'Sullivan and the likes, are on the front of most of the newspapers this morning as well, for that unbelievable game of football yesterday in Croke Park. All the way to extra time in Triller at Croker, winning by a single solitary point after extra time. How many times have this team gone to the well in games? How many times have they been beaten and simply refused to accept defeat? That's what they did yesterday. They refused to accept the evidence before their eyes that they were too far down with too little time to go, and they managed to turn it around and win the All-Ireland club title for Dingle and complete the set. All three club titles, junior, intermediate and senior in football, heading to Kerry after a year in which we won the All-Ireland senior and county title as well. Unbelievable stuff, fairy tale stuff. If you were at the game, let us know about it. If you were watching it, if you were listening to it, the hardest working commentary team in the country is Tim Moynihan and Ambrose O'Donovan. They were there for all of it, and they witnessed an absolute classic. In a moment, we will hear from Tim Moynihan, his view the morning after the day before. But first, we'll take a quick look back at those few incredible dying minutes.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need.
Nelly. Oh, 76 on the clock, 180 to 20. That ball is going down along the line. Is it going to beat every... Oh, he's gone out.
He's not. The ball is in play.
Now, still have it. Now Dingle are up against it here, Ambers. 76 and a half minutes on the clock. We're in the second period of extra time. Nail-biting stuff, 118 to 20.
You'll have to say, Bridges are controlling the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Controlling the clock. They're doing what Dingle should have done when they went ahead.
And they're actually, they're the fitter of the two teams.
Yeah. But Ambers, that was a man taken out. Ned Ryan had the ball. He was taken out.
He looked back at this. Well, we're assessing this referee today, and he would have a lot of assessing to do.
Yeah, I heard about this fella before, Ambers.
Now,
I did my bit of research. Now, that ball is put out in the middle of the field again, looking for the number 25. He's been active as well. And that's Onchihi holding possession. They go looking for more. They're full of energy, this St. Bridget side. Years of hurt by this team as well. Now, they're coming in. They're looking to put an extra point.
It's a big kick.
It's gone wide, surely. Has it gone over the bar?
It's gone over the bar.
Now, who's going to be the hero for Dingle at the other side of the field now, Ambers? Because that gives them a bit of daylight now. They're on 119 St. Bridget's. Dingle on 20 points.
Great score
78 gone.
Charlie Cannell, and you'll have to say, the Mayo man pot, Matthew Fatty's back on the field.
They need to win possession, Ambers. There's only 2 minutes left, Ambers. We're looking at us falling in the middle of the field. Mark could go up straight into Bing Carl's hands a break, but they'll win it again. Dingle, will they? He'll have to go down in a Matthew. He goes to ground. He's surrounded and they're trying to turn over. They have
great
to come out with
Dingle have it.
And they come out with Niall Ganey. Niall Ganey give it forward to Dylan Ganey. If they ever needed a two-pointer, Tom will surely go for something here. He needs to come inside. They need a score, Ambrose. They had not a lot of time either, Ambrose.
Just one time.
Tom is going to look
Tom
up at the post. Does he put it
he's
over the bar?
Over.
1 point game again, Ambrose. St. Bridget's 119, Dingle 21 points.
You have to say both sides have given it all. But
one of the greatest club finals of all time.
Bridges have
now. Dingle are looking for it, and will they get it? It's keep ball. This is what the boys in the bibs do, and they're gone forward with their centre back, Brian Stack, Kerry connections. Is it a turnover? It's a turnover. Free out, surely. It's a free out. Ah, man, pulled down again. So are they running out of petrol? Dingle need a point to save the day for them. It's 119 for St. Bridget's. Dingle on 21 points. The ball put forward for Paul Ganey. Paul is pushed. Will Dingle line up a two-pointer here? I don't think they will, Ambrose. They're looking for 1 point to level it. We're into the first minute
visiting team at the way they are. I'd go for a 2 point.
I'd go for
first.
A 2 point of Thomas Sullivan. He breaks in. Tom is pulled. Tom kicks it off the back. It's a point. It's a point by Dingle. Level again. What a game. One of the best games of all time at Croke Park. Dingle 22 points. St. Bridget's 19.
Yeah, they needed Tom to come in and kick two great points.
They'll have to push up now, Ambrose. They'll have to push up on the kickouts because they left men free. There's men down with fellas, medics on them, but they've gone short. They've given it to their wing back, and their wing back is Rory Fallon. Next goal wins, Ambrose, I think.
Next
now,
goal wins.
Dingle are so tired. St. Bridget's are tired. Oh, as they get away, Dingle are trying to get it back, but they won't. Oh, they've gone for broke here. St. Bridget's, it's with us in the back, Brian Stack. Looking up the clock, 81-12. The ball is going to be broken, and it's broken into Dingle Bat's hands. Oh, brilliant stuff by Dingle at the back. And it's their fullback, Tom Lee O'Sullivan. It's keep ball now. 81-23 in the clock. One of the best club finals of all time. Dingle come out with it. Dingle go up the field now with their man wearing the number 17 shirt.
The right man on the ball.
Now they need to get the right players. Tom O'Sullivan, he's got the last 2 points. Can he get another? I'm sure his grandmother, his late grandmother's looking down him as they go forward once more. This is Mikey Ganey. Mikey will surely do the right thing. He'll give it at Tom. Can Tom make himself a hero? Tom is a hero.
Mike
he'll
Ganey.
Put it inside. A chance for Mikey Ganey. Yes!
Mikey Ganey
has put it over the bar. Oh my heart, my God, what a score from a legend, Mikey Ganey. 82-10 at the clock.
It's all over.
Dingle have won. Oh my God, what a performance, Mikey Ganey. They couldn't write this. The delight to the mid of the pass. I've winned men from the likes of Jack Welch, James Sheehy, men that have gone to their eternal reward. They're looking down at this performance today. For every Dingle man, Dingle woman, you have reached the promised land. Ambrose on the scoreline. Dingle 23. St. Bridget's the worst comment.
Yeah, there you go. That is how the last few frenetic minutes went in extra time. 2 points down with a minute of time left in extra time. Tom O'Sullivan popping up with 2 points. Michael Ganey popping up with the winning point. And turnovers got when they were needed to be got. Just absolutely incredible stuff. The mental and physical strength it took to win that encounter, just absolutely unbelievable. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. What a day, what a match, and what a moment for Dingle that they'll never, ever forget. Give us your views on that on the programme. Right now, though, we're going to talk with Tim Moylan shortly before coming in air. I spoke to him, and first of all, I suppose, asked him, how do you put that into context, that unbelievable performance?
All right, Tim, listen, first of all, look, where do you even start in talking about a game like we saw yesterday, one of the greatest club finals I think we've ever seen? Was it the epitome of a seesaw ding-dong battle? Like, Dingle were on top, St. Bridget's were on top. It was about kind of who wanted it more, who had the legs. It was just, it was razor-thin margin all the way through, really, the whole game.
Very true, Jerry. And from early on, we called it in commentary. We said this will go right down to the wire because Dingle got out of the blocks absolutely brilliant. It was at 5-1 ahead. Early in the first half, then they really settled into it. St. Bridget's, you know, they had been there before, a lot of history, a lot of hurt, and they were very composed. And the big thing from Dingle, and we did those press nights, the All Ireland final, and what Dingle didn't want is another episode like Ballyboden in the first half. You know, a team you wouldn't like St. Bridget's to get 10 points ahead of you and try come back, because they'd have learned from the Ballyboden game. So I think the big thing going into halftime, Jerry, there was 2 points between the sides. So at least they knew they could regroup and resettle inside. But what has happened, Jerry, that it was a ding-dong battle right through that second half as well. Attacking football, you didn't know where the winner was going to come from. And then we were faced with extra time, and it was fairy tale stuff right to the end. And it's an amazing story in every way. The game had so much to offer. And you're dead right, Jerry. It probably is go down as the best club final of all times. And I think outside of the passion and the want and the hunger of both sides, again, the rules came into vogue. The two pointers from Fallon to equalise. And there was big ones as well. You know, if it was a Conor Flannery, Dylan Gainey had a massive game, you know, really came into it. And look, from start to finish. And there was an element going into this game as well, Jerry. If you think of it, I think there's four boys involved in that game that their grandma on the Dingle side, Maura Murphy, passed away before the weekend. And those emotions, you know, they could either, you know, bring you down to a certain level or you could raise your game. And I think all that, you know, epitomised what was good and the outcome of the game, in the sense there was somebody from the heavens looking at Dingle and helped him along the way. And I think, you know, there was huge emotion right at the end as well. And I suppose for a small parish, they struggle for numbers. If you remember, Jerry, going back a few years, they had to amalgamate with another club for an under 12 team. And I think it really gives you a measure what a Dingle have achieved. But then again, when you have four or five players in with the county side, you'll always give yourself a chance of winning those big games, you know?
Yeah, you certainly will. And look, it took everything really from them. I mean, those players, you know, Paul Gainey was on half a leg at one stage towards the end of that match. You could see him limping, but still stayed on the field. They still battled. And even, Tim, I suppose there's so many different impressive moments and so many different impressive performances. It's hard to encapsulate it all. But to come back from getting themselves 2 points ahead and then to be able to take the sucker punch of the two-pointer with the last kick of the game... Often what happens is the team that equalises goes on to win it in extra time. The other side are so exhausted and so crestfallen at the end of it. And it looked like it was going to be that, but Dingle, they just refused to lose it, is the only way I can put it.
Absolutely. You know, from the start of the championship, it's a fairy tale story, you know, bridging that big gap of over 70 years winning the county championship. But there was something about Dingle, and a lot of the media were looking at Dingle's name written on this cup this year, in the sense they won. But again, it comes from hard work and a work ethic. And, you know, the big thing they got in James Weldon, Aidan O'Shea, just to add freshness. But I think the real fairy tale story in all this, if you think about it, Mikey Gainey, I think his good wife is due a baby in the next week. He was mentioned in an interview last evening. He hasn't trained twice, if not three times, with Dingle since the Munster final. He's living and working in Dublin. He didn't come to Kerry at all this week. And suddenly he was the guy in front of the post. He went out, he lost the ball, he won a ball. Suddenly he was at the end of probably one of the biggest scores that Dingle will ever get. And I think as you said, there's so much drama. You could take points right from start to finish in this game. And you look at the big score, like Rory Fallon at wing back. If St. Bridget's had won, he was man of the match. Yeah. He was the guy that got the goal, he got the equaliser. He was a danger right throughout. And then you could say the wing forward on the other side, Dylan Gainey, ends up as the match winner. So it's so hard to digest the whole lot of it. But it was so much for the profile of the game. But for Dingle itself, Paul Gainey, even he measured in his, I don't know if you listened to his speech after, Jerry, and to his Oscar Ilga, but so measured and such an ambassador. And he, Paul, whilst the rest of his players went over and jumped with joy and celebrating, he gave it a lash for about 10 seconds. But the first thing that Paul Gainey did was he went over to the best player on the St. Bridget's side, put the hands around him. And he probably said, "You'll have another day." And that's what it meant. He was thinking bigger than the whole scenario about Dingle winning. He was thinking about the opposition as well. And that's a measure of his maturity, where he is, his leadership. And as you said, Paul Gainey played through the pain barrier yesterday, Jerry. We knew he was in trouble 5 minutes in, you know, and I'm sure Dingle probably, I suppose, concealed that over the last couple of weeks. You know, he was struggling, but just having him there, because he got rave reviews after the first half, Pierce Frost, the job he was doing. But I tell you, he wasn't marking a Paul Gainey at 100%. But from the neck to the top of the head, it was 100% fitness by Paul Gainey. And the leadership was unbelievable.
And chipped in with 3 points. Mark O'Connor's performance as well, unbelievable. That block, how important was that block down for that goal chance towards the end?
You know, we always say, Jerry, you know, it's one thing to be an athlete. You know, you can build an athlete inside in the gym, out on the training pitch. But being a clever player is so important. You can see that down your own side of the country with players on a team. You know, if you have a brain for the game, if you're a clever, he's a professional, but he's also a Gaelic football thinker in the sense he knew where to be. There's going to be a threat here. They're going to lob a ball in high.
Yeah.
And that's a danger. And, you know, he was on it. He put his body on the line and went out to the left-hand side of the post at the canal end. Very important. And what's very evident as well with Mark, his physicality in the last number of minutes. And Amber said it to me when we had a break and after the first period of extra time, he said, Mark needs to come into this. He needs to put in big hits. And that's what he was. But, you know, it's the lesser known players of Dingle that I'm raving about this morning, Gerry. You know, the Aidan O'Connors, the Patrick O'Connors, the O'Connor brothers were absolutely outstanding yesterday. Tadhg Brown, he's been find of the season. Now he's a lot longer with Dingle than this season, but he put his body, he kicked a massive, massive score for Dingle as well. I think it was in the second half, but he put his body on the line. He walked off a tired man. It's the unsung heroes yesterday that got Dingle over the line. You'll always look at Tom O'Sullivan. He went into the pocket with those 2 points late in the game. That's where your county player comes into play, Gerry. Popped into the right, did the right thing, sold a few dummies, put it on the left, into the hill 16 and popped it over the bar. But look, everything, it's such a beautiful story, Gerry. I married a Dingle woman, as you well know. But look, in speaking to my own father-in-law last night, he's 80-odd years of age. What it meant to him, I'd say he thought in his lifetime he'd never see Dingle get over the line. They're a small club, small numbers. We know about the scenic beauty, you know about the top tourism town, but they have something else. And football is a huge part of their identity. And if they didn't win another one for 10 years, Gerry, nobody can take it away from Dingle that they won the 2026. We're into 2026 now, All-Ireland Club Final. So it was amazing. Yeah,
unbelievable. And look, you mentioned him, but Tom O'Sullivan, that time when they were 2 points down with 2 minutes to go, he was the one, like, they all battled, they all, you know, got him into position, but the nervelessness that he had in scoring those 2 points, like, he could have took a chance that I need to get a goal, it might have worked out in the last possession,
or a
two-pointer, I'll do it one kick, but no, he kept it going, and he said, I'm going to be the one that's going to get us back into this game, which is just incredible, really, and 5 points for him for the day, second only behind Dylan Gailey in terms of scores.
Yeah, and Gerry, that's what the new game, with the new rules. And I keep, you know, Jim Gavin, Ian Fitzmaurice, all those guys who were involved. And you've got to credit, we wouldn't have a game yesterday. And I keep going back to the new rules. The big player now is the clock, Ambrose. I'm calling you Ambrose now. That's to tell you I didn't get much sleep during the night. Gerry, what it is, they look at the clock, Gerry. They look, we've 2.5 minutes left. So as you said, they needed 2 points. He could have gone for a 2 point or work around the arc. But they're looking up. The next play, if we win the next kick out, if I get a point here, and that's the way Tom operated. He went into the edge of the D, popped it off the bar. The second point came in the same way. It's so, I think a player now, and the margins are so tight. You I suppose your memory and your hold of your memory in a game, what will I do next? You have to work at speed, but you also have to know your surroundings. What can I do here, even to save the day for, and that's what they're doing, saving the day for Dingle. But as I said, the Mikey Gailey thing, I think, I suppose, really puts the whole story of a fairy tale, making it complete. And that's what it was, you know. And what Mikey did then, he put it on the left, which you wouldn't be renowned for. And
no.
Straight into the L60. And, you know, maybe I'm thinking outside the box. You know, I've queer angles, Gerry, as you sometimes tell me on Gaelic football. But the nice thing about all this, you think about it. You know, there was a stop. We all thought it was all over. Everyone was celebrating, players jumping on top of each other, supporters going mad in the stand. But then the referee brought it in to the 30-metre line for a free in. But what did Paul Gainey do? He didn't want to take away the glory from Mikey. He kicked the ball out. He could have kicked it off the bar.
He kicked it out, yeah.
I thought that... I know that's my reading of it. And because I post-match interview, I did it with Paul Gainey, and his delight about his first cousin scoring the point. But that again tells, I think he goes up to another level, Paul Gainey. And I genuinely went to think he just, and he did it at ease. He could have known Paul Gainey, he could have tapped that over the bar with his eyes closed. He didn't take it away from Mikey, and that's my reading, and I'm not going to hear anything from anyone else about it. I thought that was one of the nicest touches yesterday on that pitch.
Yeah, Tim, an incredible story. An incredible year for Kerry football, the All-Ireland senior and 3 club titles. A credit to everyone who's behind the scenes, supporters, fans, everybody supporting those sides.
And Jerry, we've been there. Look, I've been doing this stuff for the last 21, 22 years. You've a lot of bad days. I go back to the Gooch's time. He probably lost more All-Irelands than he won. Still an absolute player. We have to embrace this, Jerry. Ballymacallaghan doing what they did at junior premier level. Likewise, on Gaeltacht. And then Dingle. This won't happen every other year, Jerry. So we got to embrace it. It's going to be a brilliant night. In Dingle, I take it. I know there's that little cloud where the boy's grandma has passed away, and I think that funeral is tomorrow evening. But for Kerry football in general, and the other thing, Jerry, and I haven't read the article yet, but Jack O'Connor, I'm sure you'll be covering it maybe yourself in the next couple of days, that Jack O'Connor mentioned about player burnout. Now,
yeah,
and I know that probably relates to the McGrath Cup game, and I suppose club championships don't do Jack any favour when he needs players, but nobody can take anything away from a club. A club want to progress and they need their best players, but look, that's a story for another day. But every club will want to emulate what Dingle, what Ballymacallaghan, what Ungaeltacht did. We're on Terrace Talk tonight, Jerry, and hopefully it'll be a very, very good show. Huge congratulations coming into Dingle, and it broke up the month of January. We're nearly out of January. With three All-Ireland titles. We want more, Jerry. That's the story of the day. But look, it's been a brilliant story, and long may it continue.
Yeah. All right, Tim. Thanks a million. Great job as always. And thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That is Tim Moynihan there, commentating with Ambrose Donovan on those incredible, incredible scenes in Croke Park yesterday. Dingle winning out by a single point. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. Hard to take it all in, but what a brilliant team. What a team that refused to die. I'm delighted to say we have on the line Clodagh Ní Fliarta, who is the deputy principal of Scoil Ognáid Rís in Dingle. Clodagh, good morning to you. And listen, I can only imagine. First of all, are there any students in school this morning? Is the first question.
There's a few that have surfaced this morning. Not too many, but there's a few who managed to come in. And of course, you can imagine the chat this morning is all about the game and who was watching the game and dissecting the game. But the great excitement, just great excitement here this morning.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Look, it just as a Dingle supporter, what was it like watching that? I mean, you've been through the ringer several times with this team, dead and buried, game over, can't possibly turn it around, and they keep coming back.
It was just incredible. I thought the semi-final was nail-biting, but it was nothing in comparison to yesterday. It was a game that was never going to end. Incredible. I mean, it was incredible football from both sides. I mean, it was hard to call it. There was no calling it throughout the game. But it was just, even now it's kind of hard to process it. You know, we kind of need to sit down and debrief and maybe watch it again, which we might do today, to have a look through it. But just great excitement. I mean, a fantastic game of football, really.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. Now, look, you've got a special connection, of course. The principal is Dingle manager Padraig Corcoran. Fair play to him and his management team. You must have seen the amount of effort that he's put in over the last couple of years, really, to get Dingle to this point.
Absolutely, yeah, you know, and even for the school, I mean, it's one thing having Padraig here and inspiring the boys and, you know, working so hard with the team and his management team as well, of course. But also, you know, it's been amazing for the school as well, in that many of the students are past pupils. So, you know, there's a very, you know, special place for all of them here in the school also.
Yeah, Clodagh, was there any point in which you thought it was all over? We're never going to come back here. It's finally come to the end of the road.
I think maybe in the first half of extra time, I thought St. Bridget's came back, and when they were ahead that bit, I thought they're going for it now, you know. But listen, I think we thought the same thing in the semi-final, and that, you know, that this was it, but it wasn't, and they absolutely pulled it out of the bag. And like I said, in terms of football, it was just incredible to watch, just fantastic.
Yeah, it absolutely really was, because it just had that belief, that hard work and that mental strength that they showed. Look, the celebration, before we go on to, I think you have a student there for me to talk to, but the celebrations tonight and long into the week, I imagine, will keep going on. It must be something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Do you know, and I mean, last week there was great excitement. I mean, it was calm in the school, but there was great excitement building. I mean, the boys were very confident, of course. You know, they have great faith in their team. Some of the boys, you know, it's their fathers who were playing, their cousins, their neighbours. So, I mean, they had no doubt at all that Dingle were going to do the job. But I'd say now it'll be a great week. Everybody will be on cloud nine for the rest of the week, for sure.
Yeah, and well deserved. Claudia, you have a pupil. Is it Ono Coran or Cornon, sorry, you have for me to talk to?
I have Ono Coran sitting here beside me. He's a bit tired now this morning. He had a big day. He was up and down to Croke Park yesterday. So,
oh my God.
But he had an amazing day.
And he's in school this morning. Fair play to him. Good morning, Owen.
Hi.
Owen, listen, how tired are you, first of all?
Pretty tired, yeah.
Tell me what it was like the whole day yesterday.
Well, it was really an honour playing on the pitch, so I just had a great time and I was really proud of my team. I was just amazed. I'm still shocked.
You still can't believe it?
Yeah.
Did you think you were beaten at any stage? When they went 2 points up late on into extra time, did you have the belief, Owen, that you could come back, that something would happen?
Well, I had the tiny belief and I also thought they would win, so I was kind of in between the both of them, but I didn't really know who would come out on top.
Yeah, it was that way for everyone watching, I think, right from the start. It was like just one of those games that both sides were so close and they were so well matched. It was unbelievable. What was that feeling like being there at the end, Owen, when the final whistle went and you won?
It was just amazing. I was so shocked and I was screaming my head off, so...
I can imagine. And I say you had a good few friends up there as well, Owen.
Yeah, I did. I had a good few.
Yeah. And a brilliant. So you travel down, you're into school today. Listen, I take it there'll be no homework for at least a week.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And look, it's very special as well. The principal of the school is the manager of the team, so that's great too, Owen.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Who's your favourite player?
Paul Gainey, I'd say.
Paul Gainey, yeah. He's been unbelievable. And he was injured for a lot of that game yesterday, but kept on battling.
Yeah. It was amazing. I don't know how he did it.
What was that?
I don't know how he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's a good way of putting it. How they all kept going into extra time and beyond was unbelievable. Well, listen, Owen, thanks a million for talking to us and well done on yesterday. And thanks for giving us the time. And Clodagh, listen, thanks to you as well. I really appreciate you taking the time. And look, enjoy the celebrations. They're well deserved. Gormagut Slán. That's Clodagh Ní Bhearta there, who is a teacher at the school in Dingle. This is the they're taking their time to try and get back into it. Skull Ognad Rish in Dingle, manager Padraig Corcoran, manager of the Dingle team, principal of the school. What a connection to have there. Fianna Fáil councillor for Dingle, Brown Dawn Fitzgerald. Brown Dawn, good morning to you. And listen, thanks very much for taking the call so early. There must have been incredible celebrations last night. But my first question is, how is your heart doing after all that?
thank you, Jerry. My heart is doing very, very well, but my voice is a bit gone. And, you know, can I just say, I don't speak on behalf of the team, but as a Dingle man and a Dingle supporter, can I just thank every single person in Kerry and from all the different clubs in the county who have actually been sending messages all up along and everything, telling these lads to do it. The support that we as a club have received from the county and the footballing folk of the county has been unreal. My own mother didn't travel, but she was listening to Ambrose and Tim yesterday, and I don't know, she was actually going to ring 999 because she thought the two of them were going to need an ambulance. But it was unreal. I'm just thinking, Jerry, even like, you would think games are won on just little things, and like, these boys have they've just stuck with their task throughout, and it's just unreal. In fairness, it's a credit to their parents, to everybody, you know, and all those people who unfortunately weren't able to be with us and travel up at the game and be there from all around the world. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, it really was. It really is, like, through every match, it's a million little moments. Like, and there's lots of clips being shown of the game this morning, and there'll be plenty of analysis done. But there was 40 seconds to go, and Mikey Gainey won a turnover in his own defence. Yes. And 2 minutes later, he decided the game with that run and that point. That's just one little cameo of, like, the hundreds of cameos that have gone into every player and sub in Dingle to win county championships from the death, beat Ballyboden St. Enda's in the semi-final coming from the death, and then from 2 points down with a minute to go, turning it around. That's just an example of what every player and every, you know, management member and all that put into this season for Dingle.
That's the stuff of legends. I don't know if it is or if it isn't, but all my involvement with Dingle teams down through the years, we had three things that we always tried to instill in the lads. Do your best, never give up, and enjoy it all. Because you'll never know when it may be your last time to put on that jersey, and you'll be looking around at the teammates inside, and sometimes you might get a hammering, but other times you might win. But the thing is, when you get a chance to put on that jersey and you walk out from the dressing room doors onto whatever pitch it is, if it's Park and Osig or Crow Park, just do those three things. Do your best, never give up, and enjoy it all. And in fairness, when I saw Mikey doing that yesterday, he's always done that. He did it for Kerry. His heart is his spirit. Unbelievable, and he came on there for that 10-minute period, but he's been coming on for all these games throughout the year, whatever. And sure, you know, Jerry, even with Ken Mayer down through the years, what Mikey's done. I'm thinking back of that shot that Shaun Shea kicked in Fitzgerald Stadium. Was it Fitzgerald Stadium or Austin Stacks?
It was Austin Stacks Park. Yeah, hit the post in the club final 3 years ago. Yeah. Like, fine margins.
That's what it's all about. And look, we've lost, and I think that's why I think all the county are so happy for us.
Yeah.
These lads have lost more, but they've kept at it. Do you know, East Kerry, the Paul Murphy point, was that 3-4 years ago in the county championship?
Yeah.
Do you know, Crokes to come out of the blue last year and to win the club and the county. And do you know, people were saying, you only get a window. I was listening to Fergal Shea on the radio during the week about on Gaeltacht, and congratulations to Ballymac and the Gaeltacht. They really showed the lads. And do you know what? In a little bit, it was a little bit of rivalry as well, because fella says, sure, we're going to have to win now because Ballymac and the Gaeltacht showed us, you know. And that's what the competition, that's what was always there in Kerry football. Do you know, whatever about trying to beat the rest of the country, sure, you have to beat your teammates from next door all the time. And like, that's the joy of Kerry football. And you know what? I do think is, and I know, of course, I'm biased because we've won and Gaeltacht have won and Ballymac and the Kerry seniors won the All-Ireland. But what a year for football. It's brought the enjoyment back into the game. The scores, the kicking, teams going at it. And, you know, that's the football we know. Yeah. And Tom Shea said it a few times. Do you know, that's what we do. We might remember Seamus Minan after the Tyrone, and was it when they beat us in the semi-final? And basically, it's, you know, he said, look, we'll have to go down and we'll have to learn because this is a new game altogether. Well, they stuck at it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, and that's the key thing. And when you look at the front on, look, the way they played, the performance that was there, the will to win was absolutely incredible. And I know it's brought you all together. There's going to be massive celebrations, obviously. Have you any details on the homecoming?
Well, the tradition of victorious Dingle teams is to walk the cup over Blenheville Bridge. And I think from what I can gather this evening, they're aiming to walk the cup at the Morrigan over Blenheville Bridge at about 5:30 this evening. Yeah. And we'll all be gathering outside Park and Osig at about 7 o'clock, where the Dingle Fife and Drum will lead our heroes, our Dingle footballers, around Dingle Town, and we'll gather at the small bridge where I'm sure Paul Gainey and his teammates will give us another great speech, because I thought Paul's speech yesterday was immense. It was wonderful. Yeah. And to see his young son, Paddy Og, and he lifting the cup up there. But look, I was listening to Andy, or is it David Brady and Kevin O'Brien during the week, and I think they summed it up. County players are the lads who go to your wedding. Club players are the fellas who actually walk you to your grave. Yeah. And you could see that there yesterday. And Tygie Brown, oh my goodness, Jerry, Tygie Brown just scored the 3 points. Matthew Flaherty, Brian O'Connor. Do you know, Conor Flannery, do you know, fellas like that who might not be on the Kerry teams and stuff like that, but they stood up with each other, and the leadership by Mark O'Connor. I never saw a man run as much and cover as much ground. Do you know, he was immense. And for his teammates in Geelong to come over, do you know, it just showed. Do you know, in this day and age, do you know, I know I'm getting a little bit romantic now and stuff, but in this day and age of money and corporate and every kind of thing and a little bit of madness in the world, to see a fella like Mark O'Connor to be playing for Geelong and to come over and his teammates to make it and all the Geelong team to watch it over is unreal, like.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, it's not about money. It's about, you know, teammates and supporting each other and that connection that the club knew that this was important to Mark O'Connor. So they let him go back and let him play the season here, which was the important thing. And he really appreciated that. And without him, not least without Matthew Flaherty or, you know, Tygie Brown or any of the O'Connors, they wouldn't have done it. You know, they just wouldn't have done it.
No, it was a complete another team effort. And like, I know there's lads who didn't get on the pitch to play yesterday, but throughout the whole year, you know, they contributed at training sessions. You know, and then you think of fellas like, I think of two, especially Brandon Kelleher and Paul Devane, who stopped playing, who retired last year. Yeah. And, you know, they kept us going for 20 years, you know, the two of those. Yeah. And to see them there yesterday, and, you know, in a way, it's about all those fellas, whoever wore a Dingle jersey down through the years, you know. But look, we're completely and utterly overjoyed. And as I said, Jerry, we're just so happy, you know, that the county backed us. And in fairness, the lads yesterday, they showed their true mettle and they showed true Kerry spirit by never giving up and winning in the end. Yeah, and look, in fairness to my old teammate, Tom Og O'Brien, who played for us for 10 years, he's a St. Bridget's man, and he captained their team in 97. I was talking to him afterwards and they're heartbroken, but I think the Bridgets can hold their heads up high because how they conducted themselves on the field and that game yesterday was unreal. Yeah. And yet there can only be one winner, but in fairness, every single man who played in Croke Park yesterday are heroes for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And fair play to Bridget. They were a brilliant team and a brilliant representative of their club and their county and their province as well. Brandon, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us and enjoy the celebrations.
I'm just about to say, just before anybody else gets in, I might as well say it. I'll be proposing a statue for Paul Gainey at the top of Beam Bar now, son. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Thank you, Jerry.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Brandon. Fitzgerald there. Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald, a Dingle man to the core, and delighted this morning alongside every Dingle person with that win.